the Davy Concert St. Barinus. COVID-19 has upended the plans of the consort, but the new organ for St. Barinus is nonetheless being carved into life, and we have now received some wonderful photographs of this pilgrim's progress, and there is a photograph of accompanying the article of the new organ. It looks truly amazing, a work of art, and somehow the endeavour feels much more worthwhile and nearer to realisation, even if we and it still have some distance to travel. Last month I wrote of the Davy family of Overy and their part in the foundation of the parish at Dorchester. William Wardell was their appointed architect, and he used the blueprint of Pugin's designs for parish churches, which seem like eggs to have come in three sizes, large, medium and small. St. Barinus is grade 2 star and listed as a fine example of the small parish church in the Gothic Revival style, very much championed by Pugin and Wardell. The churchyard around St. Barinus is the resting place of the last members of the Davy family. Near the Davy monument is that of another parishioner who also played a vital role both in the parish history and in the history of post-Vatican II English Catholicism, Mary Berry. And the editor's written a note, not the cook. Mary Berry played a leading role first in preserving and then later in reviving and reinvigorating the performance of sacred music, particularly Gregorian chant and early polyphony. In her young days, after graduating, Mary joined the Red Cross near Addenbrookes and trained as a nurse. She travelled with them to Belgium, but decided on the religious life and entered the novitiate of the Canons Regular. As Hitler's army swept in, the convent fled Belgium in 1940. They were temporarily established in a Cistercian monastery in Dijon, where Mary taught in local schools, but, being English, fell under repeated suspicion of the Vichy authorities. Ultimately, she and another canoness were granted papers and escaped to Portugal. After the end of the war, fully professed as Mother Thomas More, Mary was sent to serve in Monte Mario in Rome itself. There she served the community during an outbreak of typhoid. Before returning to England in the 1960s and embarking on a doctorate on music at Cambridge, the performance of plain chant in the later Middle Ages and 16th century, Mary had already been teaching Gregorian chant and polyphony in Paris University. After completing her PhD, she continued to teach music in Cambridge. A distinguished member of the music faculty, she wrote two books on plain chant, as well as founding the Schola Gregoriana in the mid-1970s. The Schola became internationally renowned and travelled the world giving performances of plain chant and early polyphony. It was the first to sing in performance and then to record music from the Winchester Tropa, an example of early two-part musical composition. Mary Berry's seminal work, Plain Chant for Everyone, still forms the basis of the Royal School for the Music Guide. She was awarded a papal cross by Pope John Paul II in 2000 and later a CBE for services to music. But by the time these honours came, she had long left her community. Her order of Canons Regular was deeply divided by the reforms of the 1960s, and many opted for a practical apostolate that abandoned singing the office. Mary felt unable to break vows taken at her final profession to sing the office daily, and ultimately she was granted permission to live exclaustrated as a hermit. Mary had got to know Father John Osmond well during his university chaplaincy at Cambridge. Consequently, from 1998 until her death, she conducted the Schola Gregoriana at St. Barinus, where they sang the music for the Easter Triduum, including Tenebrae. It is thus that the repertoire of the Davy Concert today reflect the work the life's work of Mary Berry, and the concert therefore joins and completes the two elements that have forged the parish of St. Berinus. Currently the consort cannot perform in public, and the concerts are currently on hold. SODC and our local councillors here in Benson have supported the plan for a choral pilgrimage, whereby the Davy consort will come and sing from their repertoire in local village churches. And this is to include St. Helens here in Benson, as well as, we hope, those in Wallingford, Watlington and Ewelme. However, when we can plan rests on the virus, on the government, and on when lockdown is lifted. In the meantime, please keep safe and well. We hope very soon to bring you some of this heavenly harmony that Mary Berry devoted her life to preserving as part of a living heritage of sacred music in live performance. And that was written by John Murphy.